Right.
Yeah, that was something the coaches came up with during the week. I think, you know, they, Green Bay did it last year against them late in the season, and had pretty good success with it. So something that you know, something we've repped throughout training camp, but something they wanted to do, you know, this week, and you know, I imagine it'll be part of the arsenal throughout the season. But you know, whether we, you know, use it next week or 2 weeks from now, I don't know. But it was part of the game plan tonight, and it gave us some help in protection. Thought the line did a really good job. You know, we threw it, I think, 40-something times, and thought they really did a good job all night. And we had good communication all night as well. You know, two games in a row dealing with the crowd noise, five guys playing together for the first time. Thought we were on the same page from a communication standpoint. Those are two real positives.
Peyton, could you walk us through the last play of the half there?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was. We were obviously looking for, you know, 4 yards is what you know, Joe D, our special teams coach, said. Just give me 4 yards, and we got a good shot for a field goal. So, you know, we tried to get it. Tried to throw a slant to Emmanuel, and that got, you know, seemed to got broken up, or you know, just obviously didn't complete it. And so, then on the 4th and 1, we were. You know, didn't know what, you know, how they would play it. You know, we called a play expecting blitz, ended up getting blitz, zone blitz, trying to hit Emmanuel on a little option route there, and they kind of covered him. They zone blitz, and he broke in kind of right to where the guys were dropping out. So, you know, obviously knew we had to take a chance, and caught the corner squatting a little bit, which is what that blitz and that coverage, you know, the corner's required to do, is to squat a little bit, and DT was able to get behind him. But I was looking to Emmanuel first, and so I was kind of late going to, you know, DT, because I wanted just to get the first down. And DT made a great play and was able to get into the end zone. Is that walking through you? Is that walking through it? That line of that? Yeah. Yeah.
Getting into the groove of this offensive.
Right.
But offensively, this is your best number so far. Do you feel like that's a step?
Yeah, like I said, I thought we made some progress tonight. I thought we, you know, found some plays that we were calling kind of over and over. Some plays that were working. You know, you saw us hitting, you know, DT over the middle, hit Benny Fowler on that same play a couple times. And so, you know, I think we're finding out some plays that everybody, you know, seems to play fast when we call those particular plays. And so, you know, you've had previous success with them. You repeat them. So we're obviously looking to have more of those plays and, you know, trying to find some run plays that we kind of identify with and that guys seem to, you know, execute better than others. So I think it just takes some games to sort of figure out what those plays are. But I thought we made some progress and, you know, we made some plays. DT's play was huge. Emmanuel's play was huge. Owens was. I mean, had another touchdown to Owen. Dang defensive end decided not to rush one play and, you know, bats a ball up, which, you know, I can't tell you how frustrating that is. But, you know, I thought we made some, you know, made some improvements on some things.
Considering we're talking about how much progress we're making, 3-0,
Yeah. I mean, we've beaten three playoff teams, right? Two of them on the road, and knew we were playing a team, you know, who was going to come out with everything they had tonight. You know, they were 0-2 coming in tonight. Easily could have been 2-0. They had, you know, two games they could have won, and you know, a team that, you know, is number 2 ranked defense last year, and you know, playing at home for the first time. So, you know, for us to come in here and get a win, you cannot discount that.
2 picks by your defense that are particularly acrobatic and feel happy that you're not having to throw against that or watch something like that happen?
I get to go against them every day in practice and throughout training camp. I thought we made each other better throughout training camp, but those guys are getting their hands on the ball, right? I don't think I think you know, if it's tip balls or whatever it is, when you get your hands on the ball, it's not an accident, right? It's effort. It's believing you're going to get your hands on the ball, and our defense is doing that right now and giving us some good opportunities and giving us some good field position.
What's it like when you have that defense catch your back like that?
Well, I mean, that's what's part of being a team, right? All three phases trying to do their part, right? We feel good about Brandon, you know, making long kicks. And, you know, Colquitt's a weapon. And then and we know defensively they're going to put a lot of pressure on the other team's offense and force them to make plays and create some plays. And so we certainly want to do our part. Yeah, I mean, obviously he's made an impression on the coaches where they said that Benny was going to be part of the game plan tonight. We moved DT inside, you know, a decent amount tonight, and so we were going to, you know, on those formations we were going to keep Benny outside as well. And you know, he caught a screen, caught a couple of routes over the middle. So he's a physical receiver. He's you know, not afraid to go across the middle. I know he was pumped tonight playing in his hometown, you know, being kind of a homecoming for him, and thought he really did a heck of a job tonight.
Time for a few more guys. I know you're focused on right here. I know you're focused on your own team, but I've been just wondering, what do you think of Matt Stafford, and what do you think a guy like Jim Caldwell can do for a guy like Stafford?
I think a lot of Matt Stafford. I think he's a great quarterback, and I think Jim Caldwell is a great coach, and I think Detroit will be. I think they'll get going. You know, like I said, we played well tonight on defense and put them in some tough situations. But I think they got a really good football team.
You had a lot of completions tonight where you moved a lot. Is that fun style of quarterback?
Well, we had some third longs where you know sometimes you got to kind of hold it for an extra second to give you guys a chance to get downfield, have one to Emmanuel, early where we converted the third down, and, had another one where we kind of flipped it to Jordan to sort of, you know, at least get us out of the hole backed up. So, it just depends on kind of the down and distance where you got to, you know, find a throwing lane and avoid those, you know, batted balls. You know, maybe that's what it was. I didn't want to have another one of those again because those are annoying.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you all.